Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
For Geelong Marine World, Christian Salem has joined us on the line. Christian, Tom King in the K-Rock Hub along with Ben Casanelia and Mark Neild. Congratulations on the win this afternoon. The most complete performance, you would say, of Melbourne season?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it was. You know, we came up here with a plan and, you know, we executed against the Hawks who, you know, came out with a good start. They were looking to respond after a poor week and we sort of wanted to, you know, try and jump them early and, yeah, we sort of got the game on our terms.
That second quarter would be some of the best footy you've played all year. I know you were good last week against the Gold Coast, but just how clean you were with the footy across Giant Stadium and down forward you had plenty of options with Hannon, Fritch and Sam Wiedemann with probably one of the best games of his career.
Yeah, that was something we've been working on. Obviously, you know, our forward connection hasn't been great the last sort of 6 to 12 months and something, you know, obviously, yeah, we worked hard on and it was good that it came together and, you know, it was pretty fluid today, which was a positive.
You talk about positives, Christian, there were plenty of them, but May and Lever working together and working well. You know, Melbourne fans have probably really been waiting for that to happen and, you know, maybe today was the best that those two have actually worked in tandem as a key defensive duo.
Yeah, of course, and you know, we know that, to be honest, they haven't really played many games together and, you know, they're still building that chemistry, as is our back six. So, yeah, I would say it's one of their better games as a back six and obviously those two working together and, you know, sort of reading the ball in the air.
I've got to ask you this too. Bailey Fritch, his hair, what is that? What does he run with it? It's like a sort of a massive sight screen on top of his head.
Well, we're still trying to work that out. It's sort of like a thick mohawk. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll let him know that it needs some fixing up before we get to Queensland.
He must run some sort of well of balsam through it. Who's the resident hairdresser in your hub?
Yeah, myself, actually. You're talking to him, but I haven't really got hold of his hair. He's not letting me, but I'll make sure
up?
I have a word to him.
Have you got an appointment book? Are you booked up for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I am, especially now it's 3 or 4 weeks into the hub. Everyone's hair's getting pretty long and starting to get full.
Oh, that's fantastic. Got a little business on the side.
Do you charge a cancellation fee, Christian?
I should, shouldn't I? I don't even charge a fee for a cut, but I just cut it in their room so I don't have to clean up. That's sort of my payment in a way.
For Geelong Marine World, speaking with Christian Salem on K-Rock Footy, here's Mark Neild.
G'day, Christian. Well done today. I'll give you a serious question before we go back into hub life. Mate, the contested footy, we've known for a while that you guys are, you know, you're really good on it, really good at it, and you build your game. We felt today, you know, you added the delivery of the footy by foot to that. Did it feel like that out on the ground?
Yeah, we obviously know that, you know, we're pretty strong around the ball and like I said earlier, the last 12 or so months it's really been adding that next layer, which is building the outside run and connection, and yeah, like you said, like it was a lot better today. And you know, to be honest, I still think there's plenty of work to do. We got a pretty versatile forward line and similar to our back line, I haven't really played many games here. Like Luke Jackson came in today, I thought played pretty well, and Weeds as well, and then you've got the versatile players like Bunnell, Fritch, Tannen. So yeah, it's pretty good to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. If you can string some form together like that, like your contested ball, the way you do that, they won't disappear, and the way you use the footy today was great. Now, back on with the line of questioning. We are trying to enjoy hub life here at K-Rock, and I'm sure you guys are trying to do the same. Now, favourite Melbourne player to be around in hub life, who is that and why?
You got to
choose one.
Yeah. Clayton at the moment because I'm beating him in ping pong and we've got these little NASCARs up here, so I keep beating him. He keeps coming back for more, so taking candy off the kid.
Yeah, well, good. I'm happy to hear that. He was another one, actually, that raised some questions on the K-Rock call about his hair. That seems to be making him look about at least 6 or 7 inches taller than what he actually is. What about the coaching group? Is there any of the coaches having fun in hub life and they're good to be around?
Yeah, we've had a couple of table tennis tournaments, which has been good fun. And a lot of the coaches are actually pretty good. We've got Benny Matthews, Goody, even Josh Marnie, they are, and Shannon Burns. They're probably in our top 10 when it comes to table tennis, so they've been putting some work in.
Hang on, are you serious? You just tell me that Josh Marnie is in the top 10 at your club for table tennis?
Yeah, he is.
You guys,
I knocked him off, to be honest.
Well, the other day. I'm glad you said that. You guys have got some work to do.
You know why Shannon Burns is good at table tennis, Christian? He has that low centre of gravity.
He does. He just flicks it back. It's pretty incredible if you watch him play.
Does he smile while he's playing? Because he smiles the rest of the time.
He does, doesn't he? You don't really see him get frustrated much. He loses the point through smiling.
Well, tell him the boys from K-Rock said hello. He's a great cat, Shannon Burns, and he's a really good fella to be around. And I'd imagine he's still young at heart and brings a bit of energy to the group, even though he's not actually a player.
Mm. He does. We love having him this year. He's sort of taken on running duty, so he gets the message out. He's actually still pretty fit, to be honest. But
do you ever just tell him to get lost when he's coming your way?
I don't. But maybe some of the older boys do. I'll still take the message and move on.
Brisbane Lions next week and a cracker back at Metricon Stadium. Christian, you'll really get a true indication of where you're at against a team that's in good form, and you would no doubt would have watched a bit of that game against the Giants yesterday.
Yeah, they moved the ball very well yesterday, and you know, we know they're a quality team, and you know, we're getting up to Queensland tomorrow, so we'll get up there nice and early and sort of reset and look forward to taking on the Lions, because it's going to be a good game.
How long till you can live a normal hub life in terms of be out of quarantine? You must be closing in on having served your 14 days.
Yeah, we have. So we'll head up there and we're actually not quarantined, but we're still under the AFL sort of guidelines. So at least we could sort of get out, do a few things. But yeah, I don't think, I think in the near future that we'll be sort of living like sort of normal residents up there. But, yeah, we can still do plenty and make it fun, I guess.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, Christian, we really enjoy what you've done. You were good this afternoon, 17 disposals, 13 of those effective, which are good numbers, and doing some good running off halfback, as always. Great to talk with you, and thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Christian Salem joining us there from the Demons. Great to have a chat with him. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.